Happy Easter, everyone. Of course, we gather today on this most holy day of the whole year for us as disciples of Christ to celebrate his resurrection from the dead on that first Easter Sunday. And I'd like to reflect upon with you the simple question, why does the resurrection matter? What difference does it make whether this is real history or just a fairy tale or a legend? That theory is out there after all. Even the Bible says that from the very beginning, the enemies of Christ invented this lie that Jesus' disciples had stolen his body from the tomb. And still today, modern skeptics say that the idea of the resurrection was just kind of this wishful projection of the disciples of Jesus. But if the resurrection is not a historical fact, you and I might as well just go home. We're wasting our time being here this morning. St. Paul says it very succinctly, if Christ has not been raised, your faith is vain. All that time and energy we put into our faith has been a waste if the resurrection is not a reality. Think of it. Without the resurrection, Jesus was just a martyr. Now, don't get me wrong. Martyrs certainly are heroes. We rightly honor the martyrs of our faith. And even as a culture, we hold up these cultural martyrs. Think of people like Abraham Lincoln or Martin Luther King or soldiers who have laid down their lives or the rescue workers on 9/11 who lost their lives serving. Martyrs inspire us. They give us courage. Martyrs help us live our lives well with great generosity and heroism. But here's the rub. No matter how well we live our earthly lives, we are going to die. It's not a fact we like to think about. Maybe it seems especially like a bit of a downer on Easter Sunday, but it's an indisputable fact. The mortality rate, it is said, for the human race is 100%. You and I, one day, will be called from this life. In the end, the resurrection matters because it tells us that we can hope for life that is stronger than death. Life that is stronger than death. Christ, we believe, was martyred and then he returned. This is what sets Jesus Christ apart from every other martyr in the history of the world. This is why the resurrection matters, because Jesus Christ is stronger than death. He conquered death. He emerged from the tomb as a victor on this day. Yes, my friends, today we proclaim this glorious and beatifying truth that it's possible for humanity to discover life that is stronger than death. And this life, our hope, is in Jesus Christ and in him alone. If we want to get to heaven, if we want eternal life, not death, to have the final word for us, then we have to be united with Christ. Because he alone can carry us through death to eternal life. We have to be united. We have to be one with him. And this happens in our baptism. It's why in just a few moments, all of us will renew the promises of our baptism and will be sprinkled with holy water to remember that most sacred day of our life. When we were literally grafted onto Christ, we became members of his body. Our sins were forgiven, and we received the pledge of eternal life. Our baptism is essential. It's fundamental. It's necessary for us. We should often recall our baptism with gratitude. Every time we dip our fingers in that holy water font, we should give thanks to God for the grace of our baptism. And every year, we should celebrate our baptismal anniversary with great joy. But there's something more. Baptism is essential, but we also have to persevere in that grace that we received on the day of our baptism. We have to remain in Christ so that when we die, and none of us knows when that day will be for us, so that when that day comes, we'll still be united to him. Because it's true that the life we received in baptism, that sanctifying grace, that life that is stronger than death, it can be lost if we're not careful. We can squander that grace. And so it's important for us to consider the question, how do I remain in Christ? How do I stay in him so as to guard that treasure of sanctifying grace that I've received? As Catholics, we believe there are four primary ways that we remain in Christ, our victor over death. The first way is that we accept his teachings. We place our faith in everything that Jesus has revealed, all that he taught during his life, those truths about his own divinity and the mystery of the Trinity, and those truths about sin and grace and faith. All of this is really confirmed by his resurrection. If he had died and not come back, then we may as well have forgotten what he said. But he rose. And if we want to remain in him, we have to say yes to all that he teaches us. This is summarized for us in the creed that we recite every Sunday and in the promises of baptism. And it's spelled out in great detail in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. First, we have to accept his teachings and faith. Secondly, the second way that we remain in Christ is by seeking his grace in the sacraments that he himself instituted. He gave us these sacraments. We didn't just make them up somewhere along the way. Jesus gave us the sacraments so that we could remain in him our whole life long. And especially important are those sacraments that we repeat many times throughout our lives. We need the sacrament of confession to heal and restore that divine life when it's wounded or broken by our sin. At least once a year, the church says we need confession, but really more frequently if we're serious about remaining in Christ, we need this sacrament. And then that greatest treasure we have as Catholics, the gift of the Eucharist. We need Holy Communion to nourish and increase that divine life in us. Every Sunday and Holy Day of Obligation, we need to meet Christ here in the Eucharist so as to remain in him. We need to accept his teachings. We need to live a life of the sacraments. And thirdly, we need to plant ourselves firmly in the church that Jesus himself founded. The Catholic Church is the Church of Christ. It's the family of God. It's by remaining in the church that we remain with Christ, which means considering the Pope and the bishops as our spiritual fathers and humbly accepting their authority in our lives. It means considering one another in the church as brothers and sisters in this spiritual family. We have to immerse ourselves deeply in the life of the church that Jesus himself gave us. And finally, fourthly, we have to preserve charity, love among us. We have to avoid sin and embrace and live that call to love God with our whole hearts and to love one another as Christ has loved us. We must live the moral truths of our faith because these spell out what it means to fulfill that great commandment of love. If we adhere to the teachings of Christ, receive his sacraments, and plant ourselves in his church and fulfill that command of love, then we remain in him. Why does the resurrection matter? It matters because our lives literally depend upon it. It matters because it's real. This is not some fairy tale or legend. It's real. There's an empty tomb to this day in Jerusalem. And we have the witness of the apostles, those cowardly men who on Good Friday fled and hid out of fear. And yet then, later, allowed themselves to be tortured and killed rather than deny the resurrection. Why? Because they saw him risen in the flesh, the victor over death. The resurrection is not a story. It's history. And it demands something radical of us. That Jesus Christ who emerged from the tomb on this Easter Sunday as the victor, the conqueror of death. If we want to share in the victory we proclaim today, that most important victory over in the history of the world, if we want to share in that victory over what most threatens us when it boils down to it, which is death itself, if we want to share in the spoils of this victory, the only way is to open our hearts to Christ, to welcome him into every aspect of our lives, and to remain in him, persevering in grace until the moment of our death. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. The joy of this day is palpable. And in the midst of that joy, he extends to each of us the invitation to remain in him, to join him on this great adventure that we call the Christian life, the great adventure that we live together in his church. So let us respond today with open hearts to him. Let's welcome him as the king of every aspect of our lives. Let's allow him to fan into flame deep longing for that life which is stronger than death. And let's look forward in confident hope to being sharers with him in the victory that he won on this day. St. Patrick, pray for us.